Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Don't worry, I'm not going to do the whole thing. Isn't that beautiful? Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're patriotic through and through today. Of course, I'm always that way, and Ken Davis is always that way, and I know you are too. But we're really laying it on. We're layering it on today, Ken, on celebrating Veterans Day. Ken Davis is our guest, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and Ken's is don'tknowmuch.com. That's where you can find his Don't Know Much About books, about history, about the presidents. Your children's books, Ken, are there too, aren't they? I love those.
That's right. The President, Don't Know Much About the Presidents, Don't Know Much About the 50 States.
I bought them and gave them to my grandsons, folks. They're great books.
Fun books for grown-ups, too, because they remember those things that they forgot when they learned them back in fourth grade, and fun to be able to share them with the kids, and that's one of the reasons I did it. I thought the way we're going to learn history is to have a conversation around the dinner table and not just,
right.
Depend on going to school and learning a bunch of dates and battles.
And by the way, when you go to Ken's book, website, it's just to show you what he's got. He's not go try to sell you anything. You can find your books wherever books are sold, and especially on Amazon, I know. Are your books e-books? Do you have e-books?
Most of my books are available as e-books. Children's books are, but all of the adult books are available as e-books. Yeah.
All right.
And audios as well. A lot of people over the years have told me that they enjoyed listening to my books as they take a road trip or something,
right.
Especially a family trip. So
check that out. Don'tknowmuch.com. Hey, Ken, one of the things that I wanted to talk about in this last segment is we have Memorial Day in May. To celebrate, to commemorate, to give thanks for those who paid, as Lincoln said, the last full measure for us. And we also have Veterans Day.
Right.
To celebrate those who are still living, those who served and came back. And isn't it interesting that America has two separate dates that we get all worked up and torqued up and misty-eyed and committed to and spend so much time talking about and singing and dancing and playing music and et cetera, et cetera. Isn't it interesting that America does it? And all I can think about, I still think about that quote that's allegedly from Napoleon, who said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon." America has some serious colored ribbon, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, and to your point, because a lot of people do still ask me this to this day, what's the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? And it's a real, it's a difference with a distinction. Memorial Day is specifically to honor those who gave, as you mentioned, what Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion, those who died in service, that paid the ultimate sacrifice. Veterans Day, born, as we said, out of the old Armistice Day, is a day to honor all veterans, living or dead. Memorial Day is specifically and much more, I think, solemnly, a day to honor those. Now, of course, it's a perfectly good idea to honor and thank veterans every day.
But we're thanking we're thanking them for doing something that for defending something that we hold dear, and that's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
One thing that's important, Jim, and you alluded to it earlier when you talked about your service in Vietnam, since 1971, of course, 73, when we went to an all-volunteer army, the military life touches very, very few Americans. So about 1% of the country is in military service, mm-hmm. 1% of our family. So 99% of us have nothing to do with having somebody in service. So it's really become something that we're divorced from as Americans a little bit, unlike, obviously, during World War II when, everybody went and signed up.
Right.
Vietnam, there was a draft, and it touched many more families much more directly. So we have that, it's kind of warrior class. Some people think it's a little dangerous. People like Stanley
Freedom
Crystal.
Isn't free, Ken.
Freedom is not free.
That's the thing, isn't it?
We can look at a lot of countries around the world that require some kind of national service. The United States does not. We believe in personal liberties, and we believe in you make these decisions for yourself. But it's something that we should also think about today.
And we thank our veterans. And I want to make one quick correction. You said my service in Vietnam. I actually didn't get to Vietnam. I was in service during the Vietnam era.
During the era.
I never want to fly under false colors.
I appreciate that.
But Ken Davis, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being such a great historian and helping us to stay educated about these very important moments.
And I have a book coming next May about America's hidden history at war, it's called. Talk about who's gone to war for us and who's fought our battles.
We'll look forward to launching it on the show. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.